Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Beis, the 42nd Perek. As with much of this, the second part of Sefer Yeshayahu, this is going to be dealing with the time of Mashiach. But we can really split the Perek into two parts. The first Prakim can be understood to almost be a standalone unit. And then Perek Hay till the end of the Perek, actually till 10 Psukim into the next Perek, is its own unit. Let's look at the first four Psukim. The first four Psukim talk about a man who is going to bring goodness into the world. And in other religions, they pervert this text to understand it how they will. But we have an understanding that this is going to be talking about Mashiach. The Psukim tell us, Hein avdi et machbo b'chiri ratzta nafshi. Indeed, Hashem says, I will have a servant who I'll uphold, my chosen one, whom my soul desires, v'natati ruchi alav, and I'll put my spirit upon him, mishpat legoyim yotzi, so that he can bring judgment to the other nations. And Pasuk Beis describes three different characteristics of this leader, this Mashiach personality, which are different to anyone who came before him. Number one, lo yitzak, he will not cry out. And the Malbim explains, he won't need to yell or threaten or shout to get people to understand him. The second one, velo yisa, and he will not raise up. The way the Malbim reads this is that he will not have to give mashalim, and he won't have to try and create a way to inspire people through various different means. He could be straightforward, say it like it is, and that will be sufficient. And number three, velo yashmia bachutz kolo. He won't need to head out and gather people from the outside and stand outside and bring them in. And this really is an indication not so much of his personality, but the people he will be leading. There'll be such an openness to Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, that the people, the masses, will be coming to hear his words, and he won't have to reach out to them. And we're told, Kanet ratzutz lo yishbor. He won't need to break a reed. We know that Elisha, for example, kills bears, and Eliyahu kills the false prophets. There won't be any element of violence to the actions of this person, this Mashiach personality. Upishtakeha lo yechabena, and he won't extinguish the flame. Le'emet yotzi mishpat, and his word will come out with true justice. Lo yike velo yarutz ad yasim ba'aretz mishpat. He won't be dimmed and he won't be weakened until he brings justice to the land. Unlike our false Mashiachs, like Shabtai Tzvi, who does good until they don't, he will follow through until the end. And islands will yearn for his teaching. It will be the faraway lands that will yearn to learn the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his teachings. From Pasuk Hay until the end of our Perek and 10 Psukim into the next Perek is the Haftarah for Parshas Bereishis. And Rav Hirsch points out for us that the reason why this is chosen, out of all of Navi, which talks about God as the creator, this specific text was chosen as the Haftarah for Bereishis because it talks not just about Hashem as the creator, but there's a very big focus on Bechira, on free choice. And we know the first Rashi in the Torah, Koch Masa Vigid La Amo Latet Lem Nachalas Goyim. Perhaps the entire reason why the whole book of Bereishis exists is to teach us about free choice. That when we choose, we get good, and if we choose bad, then we will receive bad. And Hashem's story doesn't automatically play out, but rather we become partners with Hashem in deciding how things will play out. And once again, we will say that this could be understood and is mostly understood as a description of Mashiach. This is his job, to bring the world to a state of choosing good. But Rav Hirsch, in typical Rav Hirschian style, points out that this text is also telling us that this is the job of all of history. It's not just that in Mashiach they'll be good, but it's our responsibility to ensure that goodness and righteousness and choosing good it happens throughout the time of exile, not just at the end of days. Pasuk Hay tells us, Ko amar hakel Hashem, thus says Hashem, Borei Hashemayim v'notehem rokeh ha'aretz v'tzatzaeha. Hashem who created heavens and who spread out the heavens and created the earth and all of its offsprings. The offsprings could mean the plant life, or maybe the Malbim understands the offsprings means the offsprings of heaven and earth, which is a human being who has a soul and a body, which fits in with the rest of the pasuk. Noten neshama la'am aleha v'ruach leholchim ba. Hashem who gives a neshama to the nation on the earth and gives the spirit to those who walk on the land. And what I'm going to say is we're going to read these psukim both like Rav Hirsch, as well as the other Mefarshim, that yes, it's talking about the Mashiach, but it's also talking about us and our responsibility of what we have to do. Pasuk Vav tells us, Ani Hashem, karaticha betzedek. I am Hashem, I called you in righteousness. Va'achzek b'yadecha. I will grab hold of your hand. Ve'etzarcha ve'etencha lebris am le'or goyim. And I will protect you, and I will give you the power to be the people of the covenant, a light unto the nations. This Or Lagoyim theme that we keep reading and delving into. The Radak explains that we are the nation who has to bring peace and morality to the world. We're here to bring goodness, whether it's teaching the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, right? The Germans hated us, the Nazis hated us because we brought morality into the world. And maybe we're fulfilling this job of being an Or Goyim even today, despite their hating us, by bringing peace to the world, even though everyone thinks that we're bringing only war. The irony is something which is not lost here. Rav Hirsch calls it the Tzedek ideal. It's our mission to bring peace, to bring goodness in the world, even despite them hating us for doing so. And this perek speaks a lot about seeing and not seeing, about being blind, about being deaf. And that makes a lot of sense, because there's a couple ways of reading this. Either we can say that the blindness and the deafness is galus, is exile, it's suffering, which makes us blind to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Or maybe it's talking about, as Rav Hirsch understands it, society as a whole, that society is more morally enslaved to false realities. And that, again, our responsibility as the Or Lagoyim is to bring them out of that social slavery and help them see. So Pasuk Zayin tells us it's our responsibility, lifkoach einayim ivros, to open the eyes of the blind, lehotzi mimisger asir mibeis kele, yoshvei choshech, and to release the prisoners from confinement and dwellers in the dark dungeons. And the Malbim understands this to be releasing of the 10 tribes, as well as the people of Yehuda who are in exile. Once again, we're saying, maybe like Rav Hirsch, that it's a job of us to release those who are blind and deaf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Ches, Ani Hashem Hu Shmi. We have to show people who Hashem is. Ukvodi la'acher, lo iten utehilasi lepsilim. And I'm not going to give my glory to another, nor praise to idols. So let me tell you instead what's going to happen. We're not confined to the history of idol worship and small-mindedness. Rather, Pasuk Tes, Harishonos Hine Ba'u, what's happened has happened. The past is in the past. V'chadashot ani magid b'terem titzmachena. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen before it even happens. Ashmia etchem, let me let you know. And the Radak says, this is Yeshayahu talking. Yeshayahu saying, I prophesied the past about Sancherev, and lo and behold, it happened. So now let me tell you what's going to happen at the end of days. I've proven myself as a worthy and reliable source of information because my prophecies have come true. This is going to be the same thing now. What's going to happen at the end of days is that people are going to once again sing. And I know we've been put away our instruments and bottled them up through this deep, dark exile, but it's going to end. And Pasuk Yud says, Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. We're going to sing a new song to Hashem. And we've spoken previously about this masculine Chadash Shir, as opposed to Shira. This will be the song at the end of days. Tilaso Mikta Aretz, praise from the ends of the world. Your day Hayam Umal'o Iyim V'yoshvehem, those who are deep down in the sea and those who dwell on islands. This is a chiddush. Unlike any other time in which we praised Hashem, the praising of Hashem in the past has always been people of Am Yisrael, people who are in Eretz Yisrael are praising Hashem. Now there's going to be a declaration of the praise of Hashem everywhere, even in the lowest, farthest corners of far-flung places of the world. And says the Malbim, that's the chiddush here that Yeshayahu is teaching them. There will be an awareness of God everywhere. So let's understand. Hashem created the world. Hashem created humanity and gave them a choice. And the whole function of that choice is to bring the world to this Shir Chadash, to an ecstasy at the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you, humanity, Chava, Kayin, beings, didn't choose that. Instead, you chose to do bad. And that's going to be the next piece of the Perek. Pasuk Yud Dalet tells us, Hecher Sheti Me'olam Acharish Etapek. I have long remained silent, and I have been still. I have held myself back. I am like a woman in labor, and I will devastate and swallow up everything all at once. Here, once again, we have the laboring imagery, but previously we spoke about laboring and we are the child who's being born. Now it's focusing on the mother who's giving birth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the pregnant woman. And what's he giving birth to? Humanity, the purpose of existence, the world. And he says, I'm here and I'm laboring for you. Again, this creation. I've created the world for one specific function, for this child to be born. And it's not going very well because you're sinning. So I need to do a reversal of what I promised before. Before, Hashem said he's going to take dry lands and create water flows for those thirsty to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was last perek. Here, he says the opposite. Acharif harim gva'ot v'kol asbam ovish. I will dry up the valleys and the rivers. The samti naharot le'yim v'agamim ovish. I will dry up the ponds and I'll make rivers into islands of dryness. There won't be any water to drink. Why? So the way the Malbim explains this is that up until now, we spoke about dryness as a punishment. Here it's not a punishment, but if we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the birthing mother and in the middle of the laboring process, which is Jewish history, what we need to do is get anything out the way. Anything which doesn't serve the purpose of the mother and the baby, anything which will hinder the birthing process, needs to get pushed out the way, and that's what history is all about. In other words, the birthing process of Hashem giving birth to the world doesn't end at the end of the sixth day. Hashem is still giving birth to us. And the process of removing the hindrance and removing the things that stuck in the way, that's really the story of our lives, the story of exile, right? As Hashem says, I will ensure that, we're going to go back to that light and dark, seeing and not seeing imagery. I'll make sure that light will always win. Pasuk Tes Zayin says, V'holachti ivrim baderech, lo yada'u b'netivot, lo yad'u adrichem. I will guide those blind people on a path that they did not know. Right, those who can't see will be guided on a path that they weren't aware of up until now. Asim machshach. לפניהם לאור ומעקישים למישור אלה הדברים עשיתם ולא עזבתם. I will make rough places into level ground. These are the things that I have done and I won't stop doing it. I will ensure that light wins and the blind and the dark will be led on the path towards brightness, because that's where we need to go. Dark is galus. If dark is, as the Radak understands it, or dark is sin, as the Malbim understands it, but really, in light of the creation narrative, it's actually both. So Hashem is destroying anything which blocks out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. And we're going to read the next couple psukim like the Malbim. The Malbim says as follows. He says, the responsibility to hear and the responsibility to see are not on people who have no capacity to hear and see. If you're blind and deaf and you can't see and hear, then it's not your fault. But if you can hear and if you can see and you're choosing to turn away, then that's on you. And once again, we said, this is the perek about free choice. You have Bechira, Am Yisrael. You're meant to see. You're meant to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Look at Jewish history and see it as a declaration of God. And if you're failing to do that and make those connections, then you're using your Bechira badly. Darkness is not implicit in the world. Light is. But it's you, Am Yisrael, who have to help me in this birthing process and bring Hashem out into the world. So Pasuk Yod tells us, Mi iver ki im avdi. Who is going to be held responsible for being blind except for my servants, Am Yisrael, who have the ability to see and aren't? V'cheresh k'malachi eshlach. And the people who are deaf are like my servants. They are people who are blind and deaf, like, and they're meant to be avdei Hashem. Ra'os rabos lo tishmor. They see many things, the Jews, and they choose not to see. Pakoach oznayim v'lo yishma. Their ears are opened and they are not listening. And that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants something very different. Hashem chafetz leman tzidko, yagdil Torah v'ya'adir. Hashem wants us to choose righteousness, to bring tzidkus, to bring righteousness in the world. The tzedek adil, as Rav Hirsch says, to make Torah great and to make it mighty. The rest of the parak, the last couple psukim, deal with the elephant in the room. If we're here to be partners in God's creation of the world, if we're here to help Hashem birth tzidkus, righteousness, light, goodness, Hashem in the world, and that's our job, then why are we suffering so much? Pasuk Chaf Beis tells us, V'hu am bazuz v'shasui ha'peach b'chorim kulam. They are a plundered and trampled nation. All of their young people are grieving. So relevant to this year. All of the young people are grieving. ובבתי כלאים הכבאו, and they're imprisoned in dungeons. היו לבז ואין מציל. They're plundered without rescue. משיסה ואין אומר השב. They're downtrodden, and no one says, wait, give them back, stop treating the Jews so badly. How could it be? How could it be that we keep suffering so much that our young people are still mourning? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the question. And he says, Mi bachem ya'azin zot, yakshiv v'yishma la'achor. Who amongst you listens to them? Let him take note and hear it retroactively. Retroactively, as the Malbim and Rav Hirsch explained, means you can't look at reality and think you understand the case. You will only know at the end. You will only know right at the end, as we said a couple prakim ago, with the Hadar, the beauty of hindsight, of retroactive understanding. But right now, you can't process what's going on, and you can't understand, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and we don't really understand how that works. But Hashem says, ultimately, when you stop doing Hashem's will, and you don't listen to his Torah, the last pasuk of our perek tells us, v'yishpoch alav chema apo va'azuz milchama, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pour out his anger on you and the strength of his war. V'til hatehu misaviv v'lo yada v'tava'er bo v'lo yasim alev, and he will allow you to be destroyed, and he won't pay attention to it, and he won't take it to heart. And once again, we're understanding this in light of the pasuk before, which is v'yishma la'achor. We're only really going to understand this in retrospect. But there is some form of give and take. There's some sort of schar v'onesh at play that we don't really understand in the story of creation. And I think that this perek, the juxtaposition of the beautiful description of light and dark and creation with this piece about suffering, really presents us with two options. We can either get stuck on the Hashem, where are you? On the pasuk, which describes pasuk chaf beis, how downtrodden we are, how much we're crying, and Hashem, where are you to save us? And Hashem says, yes, there's a plan, but you're not going to understand it. Or we can focus on the first half of the perek. The first half of the perek, which tells us that Mashiach, again, at least according to Rav Hirsch, Mashiach is not an instant where goodness is going to suddenly overtake evil. Mashiach is a task. It's our task to choose to be the ones to partner with Hashem, to remove evil, and to fight towards becoming people who see the signs, who hear Hashem in the world, and who teach those as an or goyim, a light unto the nations, where Hashem truly is. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refuah Shelema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Shelano U'Lepitzu'e Tzahal Achenu Hayakarim B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Nina V'Chaim Shenka.